My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You know who else is notable injury-wise for Miami? Jalen Ramsey, who was not 100% going into the opener, hamstring, I think, but played anyway.
Played a lot, too, yeah.
And so...
Yeah, I saw going into the game, he and Jalen Phillips, one of their young edge rushers, same draft class, I think, as Gregory Rousseau. Same school, too, if I have it right. Anyway, they were both going to be on something of a pitch count, and what I saw on Monday morning was they both like exceeded what the expectations were for that pitch count. So,
yeah, interesting on Ramsey. Like I was reading, the tone of it was more like cautionary about him, but he played, and I don't know how well he did. I don't have the PFF Dolphin Jaguar grades here, but got through the game and has been listed on their injury report this week. Bills and Dolphins, Thursday night, Amazon Prime. Here in Western New York, you can get that on local TV. Right. I guess in Rochester, you can't.
Yeah, that's how that works.
As near as Rochester, you cannot get the game on a local affiliate. You have to get Prime, I guess, or know somebody. Ross Tucker with us here on the West Her Hotline.
Or come to Buffalo.
I had an extra minute, and I dropped the ball here, Ross. On the West Her Hotline is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious there. I got to it just in time.
How did you enjoy the hospitality, Ross? You had a good long visit here.
I did. It was awesome. It was obviously great to get a chance to meet you in person. I had no idea you were that big. I'm sure you get that all the time. And that's weird to me because I'm surprised that we didn't meet when I played here or played in Buffalo, but I guess we didn't, or at least you weren't memorable enough. But you're a pretty memorable-looking guy.
Yeah, I work at it. So. Yeah. yeah. I knew you were you genuinely seemed like, because you know you're a former player, so it's not often you meet people that are your size or maybe even a little bigger than you, and yeah, that reaction, I wasn't prepared for that at all, because you know I'm used to being 6'5" and the size that I am, and I don't get it a lot because people around here are pretty familiar with me being a big dude, I think, at this point.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I feel like you don't sound like a big guy.
Well,
if that makes sense.
No, I used to get that a lot when I first started, before social media and before Mike and I had been together for all this time. We'd go out on remotes, and I would get, I just figured, because, the name Bulldog, you think I'm going to be some short, fat guy, is what I think people think. When you hear Bulldog,
stocky.
You think stocky, stout, whatever, and instead, you get 6'5" and the beard.
Well, let me turn the tables here on Ross, because when you see Ross, maybe you think, like, wow, he's skinny. Like, you go to Pro Football Reference, Ross, 6'4", 316. We talked to Eric Wood. We've known him a long time, too. He lost a lot of weight after he stopped playing. Was that something? Did that happen quickly for you?
Yeah, it did. Everybody I had talked to had said that if you don't do it right away, sometimes you never do it. And what I think is interesting most NFL offensive linemen are between 295 and 325, right? In your post-career, very few maintain that weight. Most of them are either like under 270 or 50. It seems like not many stay kind of more or less at their playing weight. And what's interesting is that I was like a late bloomer, but then once I got to the NFL, there are guys that have to really, really eat to keep their weight up because it's just not natural for them. And then there are guys that kind of have to watch what they eat because they could gain weight pretty easily.
Yeah,
I went from being, you know, the former to the latter. You know, like during my, when I was 22, I had to really, really eat. By the time I was 24, 25, it was like the opposite. But I was so upset about football being over that when my career, you know, I hurt my neck against the Ravens, herniated C5, C6 in my neck and bruised my spinal cord. So I knew it was over. And, you know, I think we talked about it before, but all I ever wanted to be was a football player. That's all I ever really aspired to. You know, a lot of guys say, you know, football is what I do, but it's not who I am. I was the opposite. Mm-hmm. I loved that my identity was being a football player. I loved that when I would go places, people would say, there's Ross Tucker, the football player.
Hmm.
So what's so weird about football in particular is that, you know, you get hurt and then you know you're done, and it's like a switch is flipped and you're never going to put a helmet and shoulder pads on ever again. You know, it's like, and you don't even know that when you go into that game. And so it was like I lost a loved one.
Yeah.
And so I went on a crazy diet and would work out two or three times a day. So I think I went from like probably around 316 in late August to 248 by Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, there's not a lot of like rec league old guy football, at least tackle, right? Like,
linemen,
right? With linemen, at least like former hockey players, like there's avenues. Like you can get the gear on and go play and find a game that fits, you know, where you're at that point in your life. Same for baseball and basketball. But football, that's a tough one. Like it's a tough thing to replicate in a recreational type setting.
Imagine like even an alumni football game where you put the pads on and everything like this.
What?
You don't see that, Russ.
Right.
A what?
An alumni game where like everybody suits up and it's like, you know, hockey has that.
Right.
It's not like hard hitting or anything like that, but you see that in other sports. Old timers day at the Yankees or right, whatever.
Right. Princeton has an alumni game every year, but it's like flag football or whatever, you know?
Okay.
That you're not actually putting the helmet and shoulder pads on. And that's the thing. You know, even if at that point you could do it, I mean, I'm not going to do it without significant compensation. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to do more damage to my body than I already did. That's the other part of it, you know.
Right. Well, so you were here, obviously. We got to meet up last Thursday, and you got a good long visit here. How about the game, Ross? The Bills was a pretty rocky start, but then they kind of took control, and then it got a little tense at the end after the kick return. What were your takeaways from opening day for the Bills?
Well, for me as a broadcaster calling the game, it was perfect. That's pretty much how I would have scripted it. You know, have the road underdog, you know, get the lead, have the home favorite in front of the home crowd rally back, but then have, you know, the antagonist have one more shot at the end, but the protagonist saves the day. I mean, it was wonderful. It was awesome. It was everything I was hoping it would be. The bummer, I guess the biggest bummer for me for Buffalo moving forward is this injury to Taron Johnson. I think I said it during the game, but, you know, Drew Petsing, the offensive coordinator for the Cardinals, said they think he's the best nickel in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people realize that's like a top 10, certainly top 12 position on a football team. That's how important that spot is now. It's funny because some starting lineups still don't list those guys. Because, you know, they still list the two corners, but, I mean, it's at least 75% of the time teams are in nickel, and the Bills are probably even more than that.
Yeah.
And he's really, really good at it. You know, I mean, even before the game, the Cardinals tight end Trey McBride was expecting Taron to cover him because he's like, yeah, I mean, that's their guy, and I would expect he covers me. And So we'll see how long he's out. That was a bummer. And then I just, you know, obviously it's about winning and losing, and I recognize that, but Josh Allen is worth the price of admission, win or lose. I mean, win or lose, he is, you know, and I said it, you know, and we've talked about it last year, the Josh Allen experience, where, you know, he's going to have some absolutely phenomenal plays. He's also going to have a couple of plays that, you know, you would like to see him get rid of his, out of his game, out of his system. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think he's, you know, there's all kinds of stats where he's the first guy to lead the NFL in touchdowns and turnovers in a four-year period since Brett Favre in the late 90s. And I think that's kind of where we're at with Jeff, and that he is like this era's Brett Favre, which means he can win MVPs, he can win Super Bowls. He can also, you know, be the reason sometimes why his team loses the game. But, gosh, I love him. I mean, I love him, meeting him in person and talking with him. I would love to hang out with him and then watching him play. He is awesome, just awesome. I mean, the way he runs, and thank goodness, right? Because I think two or three times I was like, I think they'll use Josh's legs here. And then it worked every time. I was like Romo, you know, calling out some of the plays before they actually happened. It was awesome. And by the way, that was one of the big takeaways from the game. I have no idea what the Cardinals were doing.
Yes.
On a couple of their third downs in the fourth quarter, just running like outside plays with two pulling linemen that hadn't worked in a couple quarters. I mean, you've got Kyler Murray, who I still think might have the quickest feet of anybody I've seen. I mean, he's like Fred Flintstone. I don't know how much ground he's gaining some of the time, but his feet are just so quick and running so fast. I thought the Bills were...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio. Yeah.
We're really helped by Petzing's play calling late, and also helped, you know, they could have probably called interference or holding on either one of those last two throws to Dortch, and they let them both go. I would think usually, you know, I'm in favor of letting guys play, but I would say over time, over the they'll probably call one of those on average, you know, maybe not both, mm-hmm. but one of them.
Insider calls like this one with Ross Tucker, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Well, Ross, just quickly, the offseason, you know, marked by the, you know, stalwarts the Bills lost with Diggs and some players on defense. Then you have the Matt Milano injury in practice before the season starts. Now Johnson, although maybe Johnson isn't super long term, that remains to be seen. This just feels and has felt like it's going to be a season with a lot of stress. And some of the narrative was take some of the pressure off Allen, as you're describing from week one. They did not exactly do that. Now they go to Miami here, a quick turnaround Thursday night. Eric Wood told us yesterday, he thinks, you know, when you have to make this Sunday to Thursday turnaround, like teams all have to do over the course of the season, that it's easiest to do it early, just before you're kind of wound, ground down by the season, worn out by the season. Would you agree with that?
I think there's some truth to that. I would also say, you know, when I played back in my day, you know, the only time we did this was Thanksgiving. They didn't have Thursday night football during my era. But I did play in a Thanksgiving Day game, and I loved getting the whole weekend off. First of all, you don't have any padded practices, and then you know you're going to get that whole weekend off, which really helps for the guys that are beat up. And it'll be interesting. You know, A-Chain and Mostert were both did not practice for the Dolphins today, you know, or whatever the simulated practice. So, you know, you wonder, since it's so early in the season, this is such an interesting call for these teams, because knowing that you get 10 days after this, it's probably a good time to not play certain guys, but it's like your biggest rival in division and maybe your biggest competition for the division. You know, it's not like you're playing, you know, the Arizona Cardinals who you just played, right? Where that, you know, this game, not all games are the same. You know, this game for tiebreaker purposes, it does matter more. It matters a lot. And so I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm going to be there Thursday night on the call for Westwood One Radio, which is great. And then the following Monday, after the Bills get that super long break, I'll be back up there in Buffalo. I feel like I'm like yes. Eric Wood.
You are Eric.
Chris Brown this year. I'm calling the Bills' first three games. First one TV, next two radio. And before I forget, I just want to say one thing. It was so cool. Yeah, there was a decent crowd at Danny's. It wasn't like it was packed. There was people kind of spread out, but it was nice to see whatever it was, 25, 30 people there that came, you know, to see me. I guess I was thinking it was such a weird thing, because there's like probably 30 people there, maybe 35, I don't know. And, you know, I felt like, since it was a watch party with Ross Tucker, that I should go up and say hi to every table or whatever. But then I wasn't sure if they were actually there for me or not.
Right.
So it's kind of weird to go up to a group of people who are sitting at a table and say, are you guys here for me?
Right.
And they all said yes until, I don't know, Bulldog, if you saw her or if she was there when you were still there. But, you know, like a middle-aged woman sat at the bar and got ordered like a Pinot Grigio. And was just sitting there, and I was like, okay. So I sat down next to her, and I said, hey, are you here for me?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
She was like, I don't know, am I? It was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's try this another way. You know who Ross Tucker is? She said, absolutely not. I said, okay. She was the only person that did not show up at Danny's that night. As far as I could tell, knowing that they get a chance to meet me or say hello, which was kind of funny, but also, like, I was picturing, well, what if it wasn't a Ross Tucker watch party? Is there nobody that goes to Danny's on a Thursday night, or is it just that one lady that goes there by herself? I don't know, but the point I wanted to make is both then and Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday, I can't tell you how many people turned around and, like, looked at me up in the booth from the seats down in front of the booth. And we're like, Ross, they're screaming Ross. And then they would show me, like, their Labatt Blue Light. And I was like, drink one for me. And then the guy, I think the one guy thought I meant he had to chug it, and he chugged it. So it's just cool. It's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's really the only team where people actually remember me. You know, like, Washington, I was there for a couple stints and actually started a bunch of preseason games, but never officially started a regular season game. Dallas, I started seven games, but they got me midway through the year. I was only there. So Buffalo's like the one team where fans actually remember me as a player. And I think, you know, doing what I do with Labatt Blue Light and doing what I do with you guys, you know, only enhances that. But it's cool. It's cool when you were like a journeyman average player to have one city or, you know, one fan base where you know, they treat you like they remember you and like you're special. That was really neat.
Except for that one woman. Except for that one woman.
I'm so sorry I missed that. I would have loved to have been there for that. But yeah.
It was such a great answer. Like, right. I don't know, am I?
Right. Yeah. That's funny.
Like that's the right answer.
Yes, it is.
Good job, Ross. Great to talk to you. Enjoyed listening to you Sunday, and we look forward to listening if we can. I'm not sure. We'll have the local broadcast, of course, but hopefully the call in Miami goes well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. No, and it'll be Chris and Eric for you guys. They do a terrific job. But everybody else, the rest of the world, will get us, and hopefully it's an awesome game. And I'm expecting a bunch of points, you know, but both defenses, I think, right now, are leaving a little bit to be desired. I mean, even I was just thinking as you said that, Mike. Yeah, I think you could argue from 2 years ago that. Can you argue that the Bills' four best defensive players from 2 years ago are not playing? I mean, the two safeties, Taron Johnson and Milano.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but I felt like those were their guys.
Trey White
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it'll be interesting. Thank you, guys.
All right. Safe travels, man. That's Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
They wanted us to keep that short. But Ross just kept going about the lady at the bar.
He's hard to trim.
Which is great,
right?
That's somebody I want to have to cut short.
Right,
but
right.
we got spanked last week.
Yeah,
because the calls are too long, and I don't even know if Ross cares. But that's what we were told. So I'm looking at you like we got to end this.
Yeah,
I don't want to get in trouble again.
Right.
And Ross is talking about Pinot Grigio and fans yelling up to him, chugging beers. You got to let an artist, do their thing. I mean, I'm not going to
cut
them off.
Right.
That has happened to me. It's been a long time. I used to do a lot more outings, for work. And I remember in Rochester for this, there were not even a full season maybe, but I went to a bar for Monday night games. You probably did a lot of this too.
Sure, yeah.
I would go to this for trivia, I had prizes and... I didn't just the same story. Like, I don't know who's there for me. I'm not Ross Tucker. Like, it can't be that many people, but I do want to be available to anybody who is.
Right.
So how do I play this? Like, do I go table to table or just what? But it didn't end up being a thing because I had a microphone. And once I introduced myself, then
everybody knew who you were.
Yeah,
right.
Then there was no mystery.
Yeah. It's funny. I got there before Ross did last Thursday, and I walked in, and a gentleman, Matthew, I think was his name, recognized me. And we started talking and, had a beer and just chit-chatting. And then Ross showed up and came over and, we shook hands, like, hey, good to meet you, and chit-chatted for a minute. And there was just a momentary lull, and he steps back and goes, so are you guys high school friends or what? I'm like, no, I just met this guy. just walked in here, and that was it. He's like, oh. And then, again, with the big, he's like, I can't believe you're this big.
Yeah, he seemed really taken,
stunned
by that even.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the number. We'll look ahead to Bills Dolphins. Still here. It was only 2 days ago for your thoughts on the performance against Arizona. Want to talk about if we can make it work today or tomorrow. Just what a interesting week one it was. And we did some of this yesterday for how little passing volume there was. I saw eight teams. So there's pass rate over expected. Based on down and distance or the clock, the score, all that sort of baked in, where traditionally this is a running play, this is a passing play more often than not. How does your team perform? What does your team do in those situations? This is kind of a stunning number that only eight teams in week one were above neutral in pass rate over expected. Everybody else in the Bills were way down. Maybe the Cardinals, too. I don't remember. But the Bills were way down the list. They are a running team now, relative term. And this we saw last year, and we certainly saw it Sunday. 803-0550 to comment. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.